Weekend Breakfast with Sarah Jane King.
Saturday and Sunday, 7 to 10 a.m.
It's time to get to the latest on all the outdoor events and experiences that you need to know about in the Western Cape today from Jeff. Morning, Jeff.
Thanks, SJ. Good morning. Cape Town Cycle Tour Day. It's going to be a warm 25 degrees, but not too much wind expected. So it could be an ideal day. And right off the bat, can I take the opportunity to wish all of the cyclists a very happy and very safe tour of the peninsula. David Belez, the Cape Town Cycle Tour Director, he's having a crazy time, as you would imagine, at the moment with a schedule, but he caught up with me briefly and he's delighted to see the wheels rolling again this morning.
Thanks, Jeff. Yes, it's amazing to think that it's a year and a half since we last had any major mass participation events here in South Africa, and it feels really good to be back on the road. 3 days of expo that have gone particularly well, and we're looking forward to a fantastic day out on the bikes today in the outdoors. Obviously it's a tour with a difference, no socializing at the end, no expo this year, so we're hoping that people will have an absolutely fantastic time out there on their bikes, enjoying what I hope is the first of many, many large events to be back on the calendar over the coming months.
That's Cape Town Cycle Tour Director David Belez. The Peninsula Ramblers Hiking Club, they have scheduled a hike this morning, Nursery Ravine up to McClare's Beacon, but they were due to meet at 8 o'clock at the Cecilia Forest parking, and obviously it's going to be very difficult to move around with a lot of road closures in the south. That hike due to lead them up Nursery Ravine on the Horikwakwa hiking trail to McClare's Beacon, back via Skeleton Gorge and the contour path, but as I said, a lot of the roads are off limits, so I'm not certain whether that will be happening, but I suggest if you're wanting to do it, you can go and check out peninsularamblers.org.za. If you're not a cyclist, Block 11 could be an option for a climbing experience. Block 11 are now running a Sunday special. You can buy 2 day passes on a Sunday and you get a third day pass free. That means obviously you can take an extra friend to climb. Gear rental is not included in that though, so a good option possibly for today. Surfers, Surf Emporium, they're going to be quiet this morning, I think, until the final batches have passed through Musenberg. But the surf shop at Surf Emporium and board hires will be open from 7 a.m. Holiday surf camps are also in full swing. And for those interested in booking ahead, Surf Emporium are running another camp on the 16th and 17th of December. And then the last one of the year will be held from the 20th to the 24th of December. And these are always super popular, so I would suggest that you do diarize that and book your spot. And speaking of booking spots, just a reminder, the Absa Cape Epic getting underway next Sunday with the prologue on Table Mountain. And that's always a nice option to go for a hike and catch some of the world's elite mountain bike races in action. For runners, so the Cape Town 12, the Absa Cape Town 12 have opened their entries. And one of the most popular road races, the 12K City Run, happening on Sunday, the 21st of November, 2021. Start venue, as always, Woodbridge Island in Milnerton. The finish venue is Lower Long Street in the Cape Town CBD. If you want to book, if you want to register, you can pop along to their website runyourcityseries.com, www.runyourcityseries.com. That's it from me for this morning. Have a safe day out and ride well, and I'll catch up again next weekend.